Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. We're so glad you're here. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. See, it's all of you who get to make the choice. Unconsciously, of course, but the energies do match. It's over 100 beings so far over his career. We get no advance notice, so it's always a beautiful surprise. We'll take questions in the order of call-in, and let me give you numbers. If you are on listen only, there are two listen only lines. And so if you are on one of those and you would like to ask a question, which we would love to have you do, you need to hang up and call. The first number is a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And the alternate number is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And so we are just about ready to go. And so here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Hello and welcome.
Thank you. This is Kuan Yin.
Kuan Yin, how lovely. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
I'm sure most of our attendees know who you are, but in case someone doesn't, could you give us a bit of your background?
I am all about compassion.
Okay. And that's really important right now, isn't it?
It is.
Wonderful. Is there something that you would like to say before we start with any questions?
I would invite everyone to forgive themselves for all the things they think they've done wrong in this lifetime. Every last one of them. And all the things that they think their body has done wrong. Forgive those too.
Well, that's very interesting. So are you speaking of doing kind of a life review to identify all those things we think each one of us thinks they've done wrong in order to specifically forgive?
If you start the process, they will all show up for you.
Ah. And what the body has done wrong, I'm a little confused about that. Can you share?
Well, how those things that you hold against your body is never your body. It's always your consciousness. But many people hold that it is the body.
Oh, so it would be things like I'm overweight, or I don't have pretty skin, or I'm not
I don't look
strong.
Pretty in the mirror, etc.
etc. All those things where we, as a human, identify what appears to us to be imperfect.
Right.
Okay.
Forgive all of them.
Forgive all of it.
Please.
Okay. That sounds like a very positive but tall order, but very worthwhile doing.
It's terribly needed at this time, because to move forward in the frequencies, which they're coming at you, as you well know, to take advantage of them and to move forward, you have to let go of all the things that you're using to hold yourself down. You can no longer do that. It doesn't serve you, never has, but especially doesn't serve you now.
Okay. So that would be a process that it would be wise for each of us to feed into our daily quiet time or whatever.
Indeed.
All right. Wonderful. Well, I have a question about the G20 meeting in China that took place a few days ago. It's my understanding that that the emails that I have gotten, and probably many others have gotten, reporting on the events there are a mix of truth and misinformation.
Correct.
Pretty much. Okay.
Yes.
Did an actual agreement take place between all the countries present?
Yes.
Okay. And can you give us a number, or close to a number, an estimate of all those countries that were involved that are now in agreement?
It's over 100, dear one.
Over 100. Wonderful. That is really good. It's my understanding that Obama was treated in a way that was not normal for a president, and instead Dunford was the one who was the key U.S. person. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay.
Change is happening, dear one.
Yes.
In your governance as well as your financial and other areas of your life.
And this is an obvious piece of change. This is the first big thing that Dunford's done almost publicly, right? I mean, the meeting wasn't public, but it's more public than other things, right?
Yes. It's a sign of times coming.
Okay. Okay. And all these other countries that you say is slightly over 100, they all signed and agreed in whatever way was appropriate for the meeting?
They did.
Okay. The SIPS system, is it working well?
Yes.
Is it a money transfer system or something different from that?
The primary part of it is money transfer. There are other parts as well.
Are those parts a backup to honest money transferring or other pieces that are different?
Other pieces that are different, dear one.
But do speak to the positive changes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It looks like some of these emails and reports coming out that at least quite a few people, certainly maybe not the majority, but quite a few are receiving, are helping to prepare at least a segment of the public for the changes coming. Is that true?
Yes, more and more information is coming out in more and more venues, so that the general public will start being fed the information that they have to get and assimilate well before the end of this year.
And certainly much of it before the non-election, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is the emergency broadcast system going to be used at some point to truly inform everybody?
Yes, in the last couple of months of this year.
Will that happen before the election as a way to announce the non-election? Or have they decided yet? I mean, some things are decided day by day, are they not?
Yes, that's fluid at the moment.
Okay, so we don't know exactly when that will take place.
No.
But somewhere along the way. And when the emergency broadcast system is in play, that is the time, is it, that everybody can believe in what's being said as the truth?
What will come through the emergency broadcast system will be the truth.
Okay. Okay, that the good guys are staying in charge of that. It's not going to be taken over or compromised or
no,
anything like that.
No. Okay. The good guys have won.
Yes, they really have. There's just some cleanup going on still,
that's
right?
That's correct. That's correct. Okay. They're just in the mop-up phase.
Okay. Okay, that is good. Can you give us an estimate of the numbers of people we call Cabal or Illuminati or the powers that were or whatever and their minions, what it's down to now?
Are you talking in the government, on the earth? What arena?
Anybody who has any power or influence over other people, say low-level local bankers who can turn down somebody that ought to be honored because they're still controlled or they still are on the old agenda, or higher-level government or non-government people that can influence people in the incorrect way, shall we say?
Less than 1.73%.
Ooh, that is great.
And dropping
by the day, right?
Yes.
That is excellent. That's about the best number we've ever been given, right?
Well, that's because it has been improving, dear one.
I love that. It is so awesome. And it's my sense that the astrological times right now are very both initiating and supportive of the changes taking place.
Yes, you are being hit with increased frequencies all the time. And this next few weeks, much more so than usual.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Congratulations.
Well, it's beautiful.
It is.
It's very, very exciting for us to have that kind of support and to be part of such massive universal change. Yes?
Yes, Betty.
Okay, we have a caller. Susan, welcome. This is Kuan Yin.
Hello, dear one.
Thank you. Thank you, Kuan Yin. My heart is so happy. my question is about healing relationships that have been broken for years with, for me, it's family. For other people, it might be, you know, friends or whatever. Could you give some guidance on the best way to heal relationships?
First, dear one, you need to determine if the relationship can be healed or not. Not all can be healed.
Okay.
But if it is possible to heal a relationship, it takes a great deal of openness and vulnerability on your part.
Okay.
In the wild, you see when two animals of the same species have a contest for dominance. The one that concedes rather than be destroyed always makes himself very vulnerable as a way of showing that they're no longer fighting. Yes?
Yes.
So in human relationships too, it is necessary that you allow yourself to be vulnerable if you wish to heal the relationship.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Okay. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Rod. Namaste.
You're welcome, Susan.
Thank you.
Okay, Susan brought up the concept of vulnerability, and I remember my own personal experience with that concept when I first heard about it as a positive. I don't know if anybody else has felt this way, but I felt that was a form of weakness, and I wasn't sure how to be vulnerable and still maintain my own sense of integrity. Can you enlighten any of our listeners about what it really means to be vulnerable and yet still remain whole?
Dear one, let us hear your thoughts on this.
Well, the word vulnerable to me, when I first became aware years ago, in order to have better relationships or heal relationships or whatever, sounded like to me at that time, and the consciousness I had at that time, that I would give up myself and give in. And yet that's not what it really means when you're looking at healing relationships or coming to a better balance in a relationship. So I've changed my ideas about that, but I'm not sure I can express that as well as maybe you can.
The funny thing about being vulnerable is when you really allow yourself to be vulnerable, you're the safest you can possibly be.
The safest?
The safest you can possibly be.
Okay, and can that be done without...
Because you have no axe to grind then. You have no position, yes?
Okay, so you're not in an oppositional position at all.
Correct.
And learning to do that and yet at the same time hold your own space so that you remain whole and don't give up points of integrity. Is there some balance in there to be achieved?
It's not really a balance, because what it is when you surrender, when you become the most vulnerable you can be, you're also the most powerful you can be. Because then, from that place, you can be the most influence. You can allow other people then to join you in that vulnerability. Do you follow?
I think so. Because you're not creating any kind of opposition.
Correct.
And therefore people don't have to fight you.
Correct. They don't have anything to prove to you. You don't have anything to prove to them.
And this can be done without giving up your essence.
Truly.
Okay.
I highly recommend it.
Okay. Okay, it sounds good. I think it's something a lot of humans could benefit from this information. It's not an easy position to go to with the kind of culture we're exposed to.
That's the lie that has been given to you by those in fear.
Part of our programming.
Yes. Do you follow?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yes, there's been a lot of programming put on us.
Yes, indeed, there has. Mm-hmm.
And that's all being broken up, isn't it? Little by little.
Your lips to God's ears, as they say.
Yes, okay. Okay. I have a question. The host and I have been discussing relationships with his children and whether it's possible for those to be healed and move into a more positive space. We're not quite ready to make more moves on that, but looking down the road, that I think will become one of the focus points of what we want to do, if possible. Do you have any comments about that?
I don't think it will be a huge focus of what you do. I think it'll be a small part of what you do.
Yes, it will be small compared to the list of goodies.
Compared to the projects you are taking on.
Yes.
That will be a small one.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Good. We're in agreement.
Yes. Yes, but one that is of value in considering trying to make an effort to do so. Is that looking at to see if something can be done?
This one is rather simple, dear. You make the possibility known to the children and let them decide what they're going to do.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
It's just that simple. Doesn't have to be complicated.
Yes, I get that.
All right.
And will we have enough contact information so that we'll be able to get that information?
You will have to get that contact information.
We'll have to get it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll have help in doing that.
You are definitely going to need help there.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. I was just a few minutes before the call looking at a video that my friend Betty had sent about some, for lack of a better term, UFOs around the world in recent weeks and months. And they were quite unusual, not what is normally expected. And I got a feeling that some of them were attempts by the cabal types to do things. Maybe there was something genuine in there. Can you comment on that at all?
The majority were genuine.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so the odd shapes that we just haven't seen before.
Yes.
Quite different shapes.
Quite.
Or, okay, because they would be from different civilizations, right?
Correct.
Different planets or galaxies, whatever. And there were, in some of the cases, what looked like sprays coming out of the UFO, which could be chemicals, could be healing, could be whatever. Do you have any information about those?
In most cases, they're healing energies.
Aha. Well, that was beautiful.
They're very beneficial.
Okay. So that sounds like a video I should pass on to my email list with some positive comments.
Yes.
Okay. I will do that. All right. Cindy is, I know, planning to come on, and I have questions from her in case she has to work late. But let us take a quick break and give some phone numbers. We wait and see if Cindy gets off of work. First of all, we are speaking with Kuan Yin, which is awesome. Okay. And if you're on a listen-only line, you need to hang up and call one of two different numbers. I'll give those numbers to you so that you can ask a question. And all questions are acceptable. Believe me, the beings have heard everything. So not to be shy, except if it's something really personal that you'd prefer not to have on the call. First phone number for Q&A is a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. The alternate line is 323-744-4831.
So the question to you, dear ones, is, are you brave enough to ask?
Yes, we like callers. We love your questions. Please call in, okay? So we're honored with Kuan Yin's presence today. So let me ask a question. The Putin's official car, or at least one of them, that was wrecked, and the driver was reported that it was his favorite driver, was killed in the car. Was this a warning to Putin, or did the people doing this not know that, or did know that Putin was not in the car, so it was warning, or that they were trying to get to him, or it was just a plain accident?
Dear one, there are very few of the negative forces still left on your planet, but there are a few.
Yes.
And they are not pleased with what he is accomplishing.
Oh, that's true.
So it was an attempt.
Did the car that crashed into them or caused the crash, did they know he was not in the car? Or
no,
they didn't know
that.
So it was a real attempt on his
life.
It
was.
Yes, okay. Okay. I am sad that his favorite driver didn't make it through, but so be it.
He chose this time to go.
Okay.
There are, as you know, no accidents.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Okay, there are many more reports coming out about Hillary Clinton's health conditions and more evidence that seems to be apparent of her marginal health. I just saw an email that she also was wearing a kind of a hidden mic. I guess there was a debate last night, and so that information, I guess, could be fed to her. Can you, is there any way you can address her health issues or what's going on?
Let's take this call first.
All right. Sylvia, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I adore Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin was my protector at my home in Kanayo for many, many years. Her statue was taken down, stripped of everything. Michael, Archangel, appeared to me there and said I was coming right back. It's been 2 years. And just this week, I've been devastated by a multimillionaire who had the money and chose not to help us finish the farm school. So I just am asking Kuan Yin and Michael where I stand.
Where you stand, you have much work to do.
Yes.
That's where you stand. You know that, right?
Yes, I've done a lot of work, but I can't seem to get past myself.
You can always choose to do that. I recommend that you do.
Any ideas on who to approach or how to approach. I seem to be, it's like I'm Casper the Friendly Ghost, and yet after a few days, people call me the November Man. After November, everything's dead.
You are definitely not the November Man. You know that.
I don't think so. I know that. But okay. No, they don't.
You cannot deprive people of their illusions if they're not willing. Yes?
Yes.
So don't waste your energy when it's not going to be fruitful.
Yes, well, this one has strung me along for 60 days on the money's there, the money's there. And then just yesterday said, not interested. So I've had quite a devastation this 24 hours.
I invite you not to look at it as a devastation, but as merely a temporary delay.
Correct.
Yes, correct. You are talking to somebody at the moment, and I'm not referring to myself, who can make a substantial difference in this situation in the near future. Be aware of that.
That's great news.
Good. Have no fear.
I hope to put your statue back in place.
I appreciate your thought, and I'm positive you will be successful.
Thank you very much.
Entirely welcome, dear one.
Sylvia, do you have another question?
No, that's good for me. Thank you.
Thank you for coming and asking.
Indeed. Namaste.
Aloha.
Okay. Can we return to the questions about Hillary Clinton? And whatever you can address at this time?
Well, this is her out, and it is an effective one, easy sell to the public. That's all.
Okay, so she will, by her own volition, go out soon because of health reasons, or?
No matter how she does this, that will be the official story.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm certain she doesn't want to be in a position to face what we might on 3D call justice for the way she's chosen to live her life.
All beings, dear one, will have more and more opportunities to make their way back to the One. It's just a matter of when. It's not a matter of if.
Yes. Yes, very true. Okay. Okay, another question that Cindy was asking is the global reset, banking, revalue and so forth, is that going to come around the time of the announcement of no U.S. election, November, the first week of November? or before or after, or do you have a sense of that right now?
It will happen before the end of the year.
Before the end of the year. Okay.
Yes.
Because again, they're having to make daily decisions and change paths here and there, right?
That is correct.
Okay, depending on what the powers that were choose to do, they have to handle things, right?
They are doing a good job.
Yes, they are.
I think you should be very pleased.
I'm very pleased and very grateful because many of them are having, I'm sure, a hard, difficult time, and that it's very challenging to face some of the things they're having to do to have the powers that were go away.
Yes, it has been and is challenging, and there are those of the light who are willing and able and are stepping in to assist.
I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful. I'm not aware of myself of anybody who had a real vision of how long this was going to take and how desperately the darker ones would hang on to their program for so many years beyond what we thought. Were there any that saw that it would really take this long? Probably higher level people, yes.
Higher level beings,
higher
we're
level
talking
beings,
about.
Not people, here. Yes. Okay.
Yes. But even they have been surprised.
Well, I'm not surprised at that. Because the higher level powers that were took blood oaths to make their agenda happen no matter what. And I guess most of them at the higher level decided not to give up until they had to, if ever.
Correct.
Okay.
You have to give them this commitment.
Yes, commitment, persistence.
Yes.
Sticking with their agenda.
Determination.
Determination, all those things which are of value.
In and of themselves.
Yes, in and of themselves, not for this particular situation necessarily, but...
Correct.
Yes, okay. Okay. Can you comment at all about the information that's coming out through Corey Good or Goody? I'm not sure how it's pronounced. Who is giving a fair amount of information.
It's a mixed bag. Some of it is right on. Some of it is disinformation, you might say.
Okay. Okay. It's my sense he is a good guy and trying to help. Is that
yes.
true?
Yes, he is.
Yes. Okay. It's just that the disinformation abounds for so many and in such abundance that sometimes it's hard to know.
Right. So it's a very effective technique of those of the dark that are still fighting on.
Very.
Yes.
Very, because they've learned how to shape what they want to transmit in the way of information to make it sound reasonable and sensible and so forth. And it just takes great discernment to feel, oh, this is not quite right, is it?
It does.
Now, many of us, I think, have learned greater discernment to try to look at some of this stuff and decide for ourselves what's true and what's not.
And in that way, it has served, yes?
Yes, it's forced us to hone our discernment capabilities.
Yes.
And that's got to be something of vital importance, I would think.
It is indeed.
Okay. Cindy's mentioning from last week's call that when the old earth passes through the new earth, that the souls that are not destined to be on the new earth will simply drop away and be taken somewhere else?
Is that a question?
Well, then she says, will we remember the souls that used to be on the old earth with us, but that are not on the new earth with us?
Per se, no.
Okay.
But what was learned throughout this period of time, this last few millennium, will always be remembered.
Okay, so we may not remember individuals that crossed our path, but we will remember the experience?
Yes, the experience and the experiment, if you will.
Experiment, yes. Okay. Okay. Will we remember the old earth, or will that kind of be faded out of our memories?
There may be some vague memories of it that you will retain for a time.
Kind of like remembering an old house you lived in when you were four or something like that?
Yes.
Yes, you can kind of recall it, but it's kind of vague?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Good.
Good. Okay.
I have a request of you, dear one.
Yes, please.
If I may. May I?
Yes, please.
Would you be kinder to yourself?
Yes, this has been a stressful week, has it not?
I know. There has been stress, but I wish you would make it a priority to be kinder to yourself.
Okay. I get that.
Good.
Yeah, I do.
And there are many of you listening that I ask the same of.
Yes. I certainly am aware of that. As myself, as well as others, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Because any negatives we feel about ourselves, that really doesn't help, does it?
Absolutely hurts. Not only doesn't help, it hurts.
What about the situation where we realize something we did was not in the highest good, and we either want to apologize, or we want to repair that, or we want to acknowledge taking responsibility for having done that and not do it again? How to handle that and being good to ourselves at the same time?
If you think you've done something wrong with another person, then apologize to them and let it go. You don't need to go beyond that. Apologize, say you're sorry, and let it go.
Okay. And whether they let it go or not is up to them.
Oh, that's absolutely up to them.
Yes. Yes, so we make sure that we clean up our own act and let others do whatever they choose to do.
Indeed.
Okay.
Because you're not responsible for what they choose, only what you choose.
That's correct. Yes. Okay. Another question. Can you tell us how Bozo and Bingo are doing?
Spectacular. They're doing great.
Okay. Is the situation such that it's going to work out that we get them at the right time and nobody else comes along? And
whenever you get them, it will be the right time.
Yes.
And those are marked energetically for you, dear one.
Okay. So nobody else is going to come along and take them?
No.
Okay. Good. Oh, good. Cindy is here. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi.
Hello, dear one.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I sort of like to tag on the last part of the question Mary was asking you about when the old earth passes through the new earth that I had asked her to bring up. So I'm wondering about all these galactic beings that have traveled the universe to watch this occur. Some are good guys and gals, some are not. So when this transition happens, one, what do all the galactic beings see? And two, will a lot of them be in the galaxy with us once this transition has happened?
What will they see? Is that your first part of the question?
Correct. I mean, I'm assuming they don't see us as individual bodies and we're different colors and sizes and live in different places. So what would they sort of like see? I mean, do they watch the one Earth travel through the other Earth, or does it happen instantaneously?
No, they watch it travel.
Oh, cool. Okay. So when
they don't see your bodies, they see your energy.
Oh, okay. 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 So will the not so good galactic beings, they won't be in the galaxy when we move into the fifth? Will they still be in a different, like, third dimension galaxy?
Let's put it this way. You are still going to be protected when this occurs, as you are being protected now. Ashtar is taking care of all of that, and say thank you to him.
Thank you, Ashtar. Okay. Okay. I would like to ask a personal question. Is that all right with you, Kuan Yin?
As long as it's important to you.
Oh, it is. For some reason, I've decided to have an upper tooth. Like, I don't know if the filling's coming loose or if there's an infection inside the tooth. Right now, I do not have any insurance. I don't have any money to get this fixed. Will I be able to find somebody to help me out and get this fixed? Because it's really painful.
Yes, you will.
And I'm only going to be able to drink liquid to eat.
For a short while, you will get this taken care of.
Can you, when you say a short while, am I thinking of 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks?
18 days.
Okay, then I'll be on a liquid diet. Well, I've been wanting to drop some more weight, so this is a way to go about doing it. So
yeah.
Are you able?
If you choose your drink wisely, yes.
Oh, any suggestions?
Protein drinks.
Okay. I'll have to see if somebody can loan me a blender. So, are you able to help steer me to finding a dentist who will help me get this fixed and then make payments to them or get it done for free?
Dear one, if you will ask me, I will bring this about.
Please bring this about because it's quite painful.
Done.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mary, thanks for doing all the questions because it even hurts to talk. So I've been on the call all night, but it hurts to talk.
You're welcome. I did the ones I felt I could while we were waiting for you to come on.
Oh, no, you did perfect. And you did them better than what I wrote out. So thank you.
No. You did fine.
Well, it was just the groundwork so you could expound on them. So, thank you very much.
And most welcome, dear one.
And thank you, Kuan Yin, for helping me out with my tube.
Welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to say to our listeners at this time? And we have 3 minutes left to the show.
I would remind them that when they meditate or when they're in communion with those of us from what they think of as the other side of the veil, you can always ask for what you want. Ask. It's just that simple. But if you don't ask, we can't interfere. We have an edict that we have to abide by of non-interference. But ask.
Yes, that is parallel to what I explain to people who come for a channeling with the host, a private or couples or group, is that whoever comes through can only answer the question that's asked. And if you want more information and want to develop something so that you have a better understanding of whatever topic you're on, you have to ask. Right? And I think a lot of us have failed sometimes to ask sufficiently, because you all are always there to help us, right?
Absolutely. So, you're the ones doing the tough stuff in the 3D, slugging it out. We're happy to help you.
And that is so valuable, because as I know, as I begin to realize in a much greater way how much support we actually do have that I wasn't really aware of many years ago. It's really a gift.
And yours for the asking.
Thank you. We're so appreciative.
Most welcome, dear one.
And it's just... Yeah, like you said, slugging it out. That's the truth. It's like, this is a big mud field.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, Kuan Yin, we're very appreciative of you being here today. Thank you so much.
Most welcome, dear one.
Your presence and your answers and your advice.
Blessings to you and to everyone.
And blessings to you. Thank you so, so much.
Most welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.